The third annual Food and Farm Forum happened last weekend in Montrose. Farmers, ranchers, and others involved in working the earth spent all day in sessions and discussions, talking and learning about North Fork agriculture. Jerry Maddox-Amernick is one of the event's planners, and she says that forums like these are common in Colorado, but this one is unique.
Think of it as a professional development conference for farmers and ranchers. Most of those happen on the Front Range. And it's not necessarily that the distance is an issue, but many of the more traditional farm forums address primarily commodity crops, row crops. Because we have such a diversity of elevations and microclimates in western Colorado, we also have a diversity of crops. And so information that is helpful to a corn grower in Yuma is not all that helpful to an apple grower in Paonia.
Several breakout sessions happened over the course of the day, covering topics from seed saving, marketing grass-fed beef, and the legal issues surrounding water law.
The landowner might disagree with that, especially if he's got an encroachment in what you're claiming is a 15-foot wide easement. And
Aaron Clay is an attorney in Delta that sees a lot of water law-related cases.
We have a set of laws in Colorado that decide who gets the water, when they can use it, how they can use it, and what they have to do with it. And that's basically what Colorado water law is all about. The issue I talked about today is one of the things I hear about every year, and that is I have a piece of property. My neighbor has a ditch that goes across my property. He wants to clean it. He wants to maintain it. What's his rights to do that? What do I have to put up with? Can I keep him off? That's typically the issue that we have locally. On a bigger scale, the issues are allocation. Do we allow new reservoirs to be built for storage? Do we allow transfers from the western slope to the eastern slope? Because I think the statistic is 80% of the water falls on the western slope of Colorado. 80% of the people live in the eastern slope of Colorado. And so how much water do we take across the mountain?
At its core, the forum is about informing and networking farmers and ranchers across the western slope, even if they aren't entirely professionals. John Pavley lives in Montrose.
I have a small 12-acre place that I do just raise hay for my own horses. I don't sell anything. Our idea was when we bought this, when we retired, was to try to leave it a little better than than what we got it at. And we're getting there. But it's a huge learning curve when you're not a long-time farmer. You know, these guys, the knowledge that you have to work the land is just amazing.
He says he's learning more than just farming techniques from the old-timers.
And getting to know some of these farmers who've been doing this a couple of days, you know, and these guys are just full of tons of information. You know, and you just like anything else. You sort through, see what you like, what you don't like, what seems to be the working, what isn't working, and you just kind of go after it. Be a little bit fearless is what I'm finding. And like that guy said in the seed farm, it's okay to fail. It's a timing thing with the weather. I didn't pay attention to weather when I was most of my life, but here you really gotta, you watch the weather every day. And should I cut? Shouldn't I? Well, we cut wrong. Got surprised by some weather that we thought wasn't going to come, so we lost some hay. So we have to trade out and do what we can. But you know, it works out. You know, it all. What I am getting used to is being patient, realizing there's a cycle, and just allowing that cycle to happen.
That cycle will continue with next year's Food and Farm Forum.